Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Discovered Oasis podcast. I'm Duchesse Iladuhaye. And before we dive into today's topic, I wanted to take a second to say thank you guys for your support. It hasn't even been a week since the podcast launched, but yo, your energy is wonderful. I have to say, my favorite has been receiving screenshots of you listening on Spotify or elsewhere and videos of you playing the podcast in the background as you go about your day. And when I say thank you, I don't just mean for the positive feedback. I also mean the comments like,
"Hey girl, the link that you sent us doesn't work for me."
And that just allowed me to know where the problem is and to be able to fix it. So thank you. Also, a special shout out to those of you who are leaving comments on the podcast page on Spotify. I see y'all. And I mean it. Whenever I say it, the D Squad is the best. Speaking of the D Squad, I realized that only the folks that came here from Instagram would know what that term means, but I will fill everybody in. Just keep listening. Today's episode is, for me, another opportunity to share why I wanted to launch this podcast. In the previous episode, I touched on the first reason, and today I wanted to unpack the name of the podcast. To do that, I need to tell you a story. I was born and raised in Burundi, living there until I was 16 years old. Then my mom got appointed to a position in Cameroon, which is in West Africa, just in case you don't know. So my family relocated there. I lived in Cameroon for 3 years before I left for university in Canada. Being in Cameroon was an experience I didn't know I needed. In school, at least for us Burundians, we don't really learn much about other African countries. We focus a lot on leaders like Nelson Mandela or Kwame Nkrumah, who fought for their country's independence. But that's about it. So by the time my family moved to Cameroon, I didn't know much about the country at all. I actually knew more about France, Belgium, the US than I did about a country on the same continent as mine. We see how that's a problem, right? But we'll save that discussion for another day. When we arrived in Cameroon, I quickly realized just how different it was from Burundi. I can't even remember exactly what I expected, but it certainly wasn't the size of Yaoundé, the loudness of the people, their French accents. And back then, it wasn't like today where you can just Google or TikTok things to learn about a place. I didn't even know that Cameroonians spoke French as their main language. I thought that they had a common language that everybody spoke, kind of like Kirundi for us. So from the very beginning, I knew my experiences in Cameroon were going to be different from what I was used to in Burundi. As a teenager, I was looking for something similar, something that felt like home, and Cameroon couldn't have been more different. But you know what my time in Cameroon did for me? It opened my eyes on just how diverse the cultures are across African countries. By the time I'm recording this, I've only been to 9 African countries, and I can tell you with certainty that I've never seen 2 that are the same. At 19 years old, I went to Canada for university. Did that for 4 years, and Canada, like any other place on this planet, comes with its pros and cons. But it didn't matter for me how long I would stay in Canada. I would always long for the next vacation back to Africa. And I'm saying Africa on purpose here because, again, my family moved a lot. So a trip to Africa for me would be to go to Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast 1 year, Addis Ababa in Ethiopia the next year, Burundi after that. So all that this did for me was to reinforce the idea that a life anywhere on the African continent would be what I would end up pursuing, no matter how long I would live in the Western world. In 2018, our dad passed away. I was lucky enough to be able to travel for the funeral, but I was working a 9-to-5 job at a time. And if you know anything about the corporate world in Canada, you know they're not very generous about bereavement time. So I only had about a week off, which is nothing if you have to spend 1 or 2 days traveling. Anyways, if you're part of the D Squad on Instagram, you know I've been open about my grieving journey. But one of the things that I haven't really talked about is how at some point I was desperately trying to find something that make me feel connected to Papa. Whatever it could be, a book, a family member that makes me think of him, a recipe he liked because Dad was a chef, or anything really. I remember at some point, all that I wanted to do was go back to the place where he was born. Like, really, just go. But I couldn't do that until end of 2019. I was done with grief. I was tired. I took on paid leave and went home to Burundi. Why am I telling all this? Because I wanted to share what Africa means to me. It means more than just a continent with so many political issues. It's a place I can really go to recharge and reconnect with my people, my roots, my history. It's really like an oasis for me, you know? An oasis is like this little island of calm and comfort with fresh water and trees in the middle of a huge dry desert, right? If you're trekking a desert, and let me tell you as if I've been, the oasis is the place where you go to sit under a tree, under some shade, rest and recharge. And let's be real, sometimes life and just living in the Western world, especially if you grew up in Africa, can sometimes feel like one of those vast deserts. It's big, it's lonely, it's dry. And all that you can think of is the next time when you're going to be able to be with your people. So when you get the chance to actually travel to the motherland, even if it's only for 2 weeks, it feels like an oasis that reminds us that, you know, there's beauty, community, it's welcoming, it's familiar, it's warm. That's kind of how I see Africa. And that's how I know a lot of us see Africa. And that's exactly what I wanted to capture on this podcast, to share with anyone who needs that sense of belonging. Now, I think by now we've established the fact that I love traveling. It is the best way, in my opinion, to learn about the world. Because remember what I told you about me and reading in the last episode? Yeah, not the best relationship. I'm not a big fan of reading. All of this to say, discovered is a bit of a play on words. Since I go by D online, discovered felt like the perfect way to capture the sense of reconnection to the motherland. So that's the story behind the name of this podcast. As I already mentioned, Discovered Oasis is all about sharing that feeling of coming home. My hope is that through the stories, perspective, and experience we'll explore here, we'll all get inspired to rediscover our own connection to Africa. I've talked a lot about belonging on this podcast, and let me do it one more time. I promised I was going to address the term D-Squad that I use when I refer to you, so here it is. I came up with it intentionally to avoid saying followers on Instagram, because to me, y'all are more than just followers. Some of you have become friends, and I really wanted this to feel like a community, a squad of people who share a deep appreciation of traveling, culture, family, which is what I mainly talk about on Instagram, and now Africa on this podcast. And really, you guys, it's that simple. That's it. That's the meaning behind the D-Squad. Before we wrap up, I want to say thank you again for being part of the D-Squad. I'm truly excited to continue this journey together. And if you've enjoyed this podcast so far, don't forget to follow it on whatever platform you use to listen. You can also rate it, review, and share with your friends. Oh, and if you have any other feedback, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at the Discovered Oasis Pod. I will leave the link below. And remember, no matter where you are, there's always a path to discovering your own oasis. I'll talk to you soon.